Today's daf Maseches Shkal in the Yud Zayin. The Mishnah listed the names of the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, one of them being called Shaar Yechonya, named after the second to last king of Yehuda, Melech Yehoyachin, also called Yechonya. And this gate was given its name, for through it, Yechonya, the king, was sent to Babel. While he was a king, he was exiled. This was considered really the first and earliest stage of the eventual Galut to Babel. In fact, some commentaries call this episode Itchalta de Galuta, the beginning of the exile, the beginning of those years between the destruction of the first temple, even though it was years away. Melech Yehoiachin was only 18 when he became the king. He was only on the job for 3 months before he was exiled, along with thousands of Jews and treasures from the Beis Hamikdash. Although this pre-Galut story spelled the beginning of the end of the first Beit HaMikdash, only 11 final years under the final king named Melech Tzidkiyahu, Zedekiah the king, that's all remained. There was a silver lining in this story that Yehoiachin got very busy when he went out to Babel, together with thousands of capable, talented people and leaders, in laying the groundwork for the Jewish people's arrival in Babel just over 10 years later. So the Gemara relates that just before he left Yerushalayim, wanting to preserve and protect the Beis HaMikdash, he went up to the roof and he threw the keys to the door of the temple, up into the air, and they were not seen again. And there are two traditions of what happened. One is that they went up to heaven and never came down. And the second, the Gemara says, the likeness of a hand came and took the keys from his hand. Let's make three ha'aros, 3 points here. The first is a halachic point. The Gemara describes the reaction of the nobles of Yerushalayim, who upon hearing what occurred with the keys, they went up to the roof, fell to their deaths, and passed away. This, of course, raises the question of suicide, which is prohibited based on the pasuk in Parshas Noach, "Va'achas dimchem lenafshosechem edrosh," because Hashem will seek out after people's lives who the blood is taken. The Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Tzadik Aleph from Abayis, we've discussed this in the past. Learned from here, Isser la'abed atzmo ladas, person to take their life knowingly, consciously. And from these words, and the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, in Rambam includes suicide in the negative commandment. Mitzvah Losa say, from the Aseres Adibros, lo tirtzach, not to murder, includes suicide. However, the Achronim bring, for example, the Pisrei Tshuva in Yoredea, Simen Shin Mem He Siv Beis, that the Isser, the whole prohibition of suicide, of Ma'abir Atzma Ladas, as it's called in Halacha, only applies when the death was done in a state, a person was in a state of mental stability and clarity, but not when it's done out of a sick mental health state. Therefore, in our Gemara, there was such a heavy, dark cloud of the impending Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the exile, the Galus that was to come, there was no rational, clear thinking at this time. The second point is, do we view the keys going up to Shemayim as a positive sign that Hashem is acknowledging our tshuva of sorts, that we're going through, we came to terms with our lost privilege, we don't deserve to have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, we're saying that to Hashem, we're giving the keys back, we lost our chance to be the guardians of this special place, we're maturely agreeing to return the keys to Hashem and to be ready again? Is that what it's about, or is this more negative that the keys went up and have not come down? Because Baruch Hu was agreeing that there's no more. You guys have no more avodas of Beis HaMikdash, no more service in this place. Story does seem to lean toward the more positive, optimistic view based on the context. Now the third point, that the parallel of this Gemara in Shkalim in our Yerushalmi is the Gemara Maseches Tanis and Daf Chavtes. Only here, well, the main difference seems to be that here it talks about the king. The king Yechonya is the one who threw the keys, whereas in Tanis it talks about the Pirchei Kahuna, isn't that the young Kohanim? So I saw a beautiful comment from Avihud Schwartz from the Yeshiva Har Etzion. He says that the Tanis version, it's the Pirchei Kahuna who threw up the keys, a symbol of the service being halted, focusing on the Kohanim. The Yerushalmi version puts the king at the center, highlighting the national symbol, indicating the crumbling of the Churban. So, leaving this Gemara, we cannot walk away without a feeling of yearning for the return of those keys. We should get those keys back. We should get the Kohanim back. Please God, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash.